Now, Israel's prime minister has praised soldiers for protecting Israel following a mass protest in Gaza that led to the death of over a dozen Palestinians. Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel acts vigorously to protect itself and the security of its people. The onslaught has drawn strong reactions from across the globe. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and European Union's diplomatic chief Federica Mogherini have called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deaths and injuries in Gaza. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi has condemned the massacre and called for international action to counter the Israeli crimes against Palestinians. Qatar has expressed support for Palestinians and condemned the Israeli attack as a violation of international law. Meanwhile, protesters have rallied in Turkey to express their support for the Palestinians.
This is not the first massacre by the occupying state, and it will not be the last. For as long as these massacres continue, we will continue to be against them. We are here to protest against this occupying Zionist regime and to show our solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters.
The protesters marched on the Israeli consulate carrying signs that read, "Murder Israel, get out of Palestine." Earlier, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan slammed as inhumane Israel's use of lethal force against Palestinians. He said Tel Aviv uses heavy weapons to attack people who protest on their own land. Political commentator Henry Nahr believes that Israel has long been on a systematic campaign to convince Palestinians that they have no future in the occupied territories.
All they had to do, you know, they could step back 50 feet or 100 feet. If anybody, not even convinced anybody was throwing any rocks or fire bombs. But if somebody was, all they have to do is step back. They have fences and trenches and all kinds of protection. Nobody was endangering the Israelis. They just set up a situation that they could use to attack the Palestinian people. A new way to do it this week, the way they do it is they find a way to do it every week. They are on a systematic campaign to try to convince the Palestinian people, as they have been for 70 years now, that they have no future. Unfortunately for the Israelis, the Palestinian people don't accept that and won't accept that. And every time the Palestinians show that they don't accept that notion, the Israelis get very threatened. If you go back through the records, you know, there have been hundreds and hundreds of these human rights reports from the UN Human Rights Commission or Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, dozens of groups, as well as the Palestinian groups themselves and even Israeli groups. And almost without exception, you know, they reach the same conclusion. The Israelis are guilty of war crimes. The Israelis are carrying on this and that and the other abuse. And yet it does no good, though, because the powers that be in the world seem to be willing to give the Israelis a green light to do whatever the hell they want.